for them, depending on which direction they were going. If they were going to go to Indianapolis, yes, there'll be a detour. If they were headed to Nashville or to Bloomington, it's just as close to go south anyway. The only thing we'll have to watch is in the wintertime, there's a big hill once you leave their house headed south, so we'll just have to watch to make sure they can get in and out in the wintertime. Since it is a gravel route, it'd be one of our secondary maintenance routes, but that's something we keep a closer eye on.
Bill, my case, it's been 2.5 years that we've been dealing with that. It's been longer than 2.5 years. It really has been. That was going on back, I think, when I first became a commissioner, shortly after I did.
Yeah, you're right, it has been
going on for a while.
Yeah, look how his is. Mine isn't like that.
Proposal in the last
why wasn't mine like that?
Where the Indiana Railroad is actually making kind of more of a formal request and not just looking at it from a safety standpoint, but actually to turn it into a formal request to the county.
Okay.
Okay. Good enough. Thank you.
The host would like you to unmute your mic.
Okay.
Why is that saying it wants you to unmute your mic?
We've got, let's see, hang on, let me check my list. I've got one more thing. So we have,
if you want to talk, just hit the space bar.
We got a resolution from the county council to proceed with the acquisition of 200 Hawthorne Drive, which is the Nashville Police Department building. I will reiterate that the purchase price is contingent upon 2 appraisals. We kind of have to have a resolution to proceed before we can start doing any of those things. And we would not be closing on the property until sometime in June. Of course, it's contingent upon inspections, surveys, title insurance and those sort of things, but I do have a resolution from Barnes and Thornburg authorizing the purchase of certain real property from the town of Nashville. We determined that a need exists. The town owns and is willing to sell the property to the county. The county is willing to purchase the property from the town. The price will not exceed the lesser of the average of 2 professional appraisals or $400,000, so could be less. The Indiana Code permits the transfer or exchange of real property among governmental entities upon certain terms and conditions agreed upon by the governmental entities, whereas the town has approved or is anticipated to approve a substantially identical resolution to this resolution. Now, therefore, the Board of Commissioners as follows. The Board of Commissioners hereby determines that it is in the best interest of the county to purchase the property from the town at a sales price not to exceed the purchase price that was already defined. And then section 2 gives myself the authorization to act on behalf of the county to negotiate terms, execute and deliver documents, and set forth the resolution to take any and all actions deemed necessary or appropriate regarding the transaction. We still need to do inspections. We determine that there's something substantially wrong with the building, then of course we can we can terminate the contract, terminate the purchase agreement. But I was going to ask Jerry and Mike Magner and Lonnie Farley to go out and look at the building. I think the three of you have some pretty substantial construction experience that we can rely on our own expertise as opposed to hiring someone. Wouldn't have to pay out that money. We do have the funds available through the capital improvement loan. We had put in there, if you recall, about $250,000 to do highway paving in the event that we did not get the $1 million community crossings grants, which we got last year $1 million and we got this year $1 million. We just got it. So honestly, the construction people are so busy right now, I don't even think we could spend that money on paving if we had that money for paving. Mike's shaking his head over there. So we were concerned about getting enough bids for paving because everybody's so busy. So we have that resolution on board, and we just need to pass that. Then with the council's resolution, the town's resolution, and this, then we can proceed forward with doing our due diligence and our investigations on that property to see, make sure we're not getting into something. Dave Kreitzer, and I don't know, Dave Anderson, I don't know if you heard this or not, but Kreitzer did call town hall, which I was getting ready to do in the next day or two, but he beat me to it. So the average water bill out there is about $110 a month. Average heating and cooling was $170, and that was in the winter. And in the gas was $182, and of course that was also in the winter, so that should be high. The heating and the cooling and the gas bill should average out, but that's probably about another $500 monthly in terms of utilities, which our current budget can handle that expense. Obviously, our utilities in most of our buildings right now are down substantially. We're hardly turning on any lights in the building when we're here during the week. So the usage is down quite a bit. And I did have maintenance go around and turn the thermostats up. Well, actually, for the winter, turn them down. So that the buildings are a little cooler than they should be, because there's not a lot of us here, and I figured we can dress. And it would also go down because that building won't be used 24/7. The Nashville Police Department uses that building 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So the usage for our purposes would be less. So I don't anticipate an increase too much above those numbers. Any questions, Jerry, Dave?
Building fairly well. Actually, I've been in there many, many times. As yes, you have, but over the years I've been in there a lot. I had no idea their utility bills were as inexpensive as you've talked about right now. So that's a plus for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was surprised when Kreitzer gave me those numbers. We'll look at those and see. And then there have been about three proposed departments who are interested in that space, the additional space. So I would propose some kind of a strategy meeting so that we can figure out what the highest and best use of that space will be.
Diana, if I could for a moment, just to remind everyone, we have already put in our fiber optic backbone to that building. So data side, and we're working on the telephone part of it. But if we did purchase that building, that would fall under all that, and we'd be taken care of there. Just a reminder.
Okay, so we wouldn't have any more additional expense than what we've already laid out in terms
Correct.
Of technology for that space. Good point, Rick.
Okay, I guess I would entertain a motion concerning this matter.
I'll make a motion to approve a resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the County of Brown authorizing the purchase of certain real property from the town of Nashville, Indiana.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Motion, second. We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion amongst the commissioners or anyone online?
Jerry, I'm trying to check this. I'm kind of trying to figure out this host thing.
Good Lord, I'm just trying to figure it out. I had it down pat last night.
I've had a little bit of intermittency this afternoon. I'm not plugged into my fiber optic. I'm coming over a router, so next time I may plug directly in, hardwire this into my connection. I don't know if it's on my end or anyone else's. Rick's giving me a thumbs up. He said that'd probably work better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm. Are you going to take a roll call on the post there, Jerry?
Yes, please. Dave?
Okay. Dave. Approved. I'm good.
Diana?
Yes.
Okay. I also vote aye, so it's 3-0 to approve moving forward with purchase of the property contingent on inspections, appraisals, etc.
Okay, and then I will just, we talked about this at the council meeting, just so that you are up to date.
It's a great place to put a corner.
We will probably have a late settlement for June. Normally we would get a June settlement for our property tax collection. The state is saying that's probably going to be a couple of months late based on how the collections are received.
He's talking about leasing that building.
So we have, Julia and I both have worked with Indiana Bond Bank and People's State Bank to
he's talking about
to do a tax anticipation warrant for 2020. And that would be, again, it's similar to a line of credit from the Indiana Bond Bank. All of the counties, I think, are pursuing some kind of option like this. It's gap funding. They are able to give us a certain amount of money
where's community correction?
Based on what our tax collections would normally be.
Right there by the sheriff's department. Where the ambulances are.
And then once we get our settlement, then we pay that money back.
I know.
So it's pretty short term. It doesn't add anything to the tax collection for the taxpayers. and it's just a good, tidy method to bridge the gap between our settlements. We did use this. Dave Kreitzer talked about it back in, I don't know what decade, but
we did use this
some time ago.
DNR's
I think maybe when we were doing that reassessment mess.
Management trailers and all that.
And that's how we paid for some of our funding. So
a cheap pole barn.
That's on the table. They have not approved it or authorized it yet. We're going to get some more information and tighten it up a little bit. And then the county, just wanted to update you on the county courthouse, on the remodeling project. Again, that is a grant that Judge Wirtz received from Indiana Department of Justice, I think, to make some ADA changes and some accessibility changes to the courtroom, add a bathroom. That project is moving ahead at lightning speed because the court schedule is significantly reduced at the moment. So they're really at the space, at the place that they are right now, I would not have expected them to be this far by like June or July. So they're probably a month or so ahead or more of the schedule had they been working around the court schedule. We have ordered, I believe Andy has ordered the carpet. We've ordered the new chairs. They're getting ready to move the jury room into the old law library. It's really looking sharp.
If so I could add to that, that room is, well, the jury room is just about completed. We're doing the final coats of paint. And we got to get a water heater in yet, but it's ready. It's plumbed and ready to go there. the guys are working on, well, we already moved the bailiff off to the other side, to the west side of the building. And so then we're getting ready to repair that side and the steps and all that, where the bailiff was for the new ramp and storage area. So we're moving along nicely. We're moving around pews as we speak.
Good.
Speaking of the pews or the benches in the courtroom, not sure where we're going to put those. So temporarily, we've decided to move those out to the fairgrounds at the exhibit building in that area until we figure out what to do with them. I think the History Center mentioned that they would like some.
That is
a, like a couple more, but I don't think they want all of them. And then we had another. Who was the other one, Rick?
Bill Monroe's. We've yeah, thought about.
And there was some. There was another one. I thought there were three. I thought it'd be great to have them out at the extension at the 4-H building so that we can have seating in the pavilion where the community stuff is, and there'd be more places for people to sit down. So that was just the immediate thought I had, but certainly if somebody has a brilliant idea, we are open and welcome to hear about them.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a good idea.
And that's pretty much. Lauren, do you have anything from legal? I thought Lauren was on there. Oh, she may have
had Diana.
Yes.
Diana, I am on. Sorry, it just took me a second to unmute my phone. No, I don't have anything further. I think Mike covered the Indiana Railroad contract very well.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Okay. I think we're down to commissioners. Dave, do you have anything else you want to bring up today?
No, sir, I don't. Thank you for asking.
I have one thing bring to attention. The county employees are scheduled to have a holiday May 5th, whenever the election was originally scheduled. That has been postponed to June 2nd at this point. So the county employees will not have May 5th off, but rather election day, June 2nd, or whenever the election finally happens. So we need to make a change to the official holiday schedule.
Okay.
I don't know if that's just an administrative thing or we need to make a motion on that.
You need to make a motion.
Changing
okay.
holidays.
Because
okay.
we approve that every
the
year.
The day that we are
right.
off for election.
So let's look
yeah.
at the rest of the calendar
in
before
May for
we
election now.
Do one. Let's
It'll
have Melissa
June.
Draw up an actual new
oh.
amended calendar.
Okay. I can do that for Wednesday if we want to have our
right.
meeting.
It's not up to
and
Melissa
then let's look at the rest
up to
of
me
our
to do that.
Other days to make sure
Melissa
we don't have any other conflicts.
Okay.
There might be, Jerry, I don't
school
know.
For that very thing.
Yeah. I just got to give a heads up to the employees not to be planning to take that day off.
Good call, Jerry. That was not on my radar. I appreciate it.
Once in a while, I come up with something good.
You do. Oh, FYI, if you haven't talked to Ernie Reed, could you give him a call?
Me?
Yes.
Yes, certainly.
I think he has a. I think he has a septic system question for you regarding the coroner's building, maybe.
Okay, we'll do.
Okay, and we'll figure that out.
All right.
I don't believe I have anything else.
Okay. Is there anything from anybody online you'd like to bring up before I adjourn this meeting?
Nope, just adjourn. That's good.
Nope.
Okay, I will make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, I heard a motion and a second to adjourn. All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Have a great day. Thank you all.
All right. Thank
Goodbye.
You, Jerry.
Let me just put my computer.
Okay.